Hello and welcome to episode 36 of the Coached by Halls podcast, a podcast that I hope will help you to live healthier and happier while still enjoying a fun-filled life. I went to the only way to describe the food at the restaurant I went to yesterday is stupid. So it's called Brewskis. There's one in Manchester, which I have been to before, and they also have one in Chester. So we had a really nice day out in Chester yesterday and booked a table at Brewskis. So we ordered a sharing platter. On that, it had a burger, a truffle, lamb and feta spring roll, deep fried mozzarella triangle with a hot Louisiana sauce, I think it was, a pot of mac and cheese, a pot of the nicest mash fried chicken and gravy I've ever tasted, and a rare cooked steak, I think it was. I think I've remembered everything there, and oh my god, it was absolutely unreal. I would 10 out of 10 recommend you go there. I didn't manage to finish it all. I managed to finish all of it apart from the burger. So I brought the burger home and I'm going to have that for my lunch today. And I cannot wait. I did put an Instagram post on about the meal that I had. And I actually put that I went to the gym beforehand to work up an appetite to go. And I just want to emphasize that you work up an appetite to go and enjoy your food. You don't do a gym session to burn the calories to then have the food. We aren't exercising to burn calories. We're exercising to feel good for our health and to achieve our goals. So I just wanted to make that clear. But we went to the gym in the morning, really worked up an appetite. So we went in hungry and just every single mouthful was like a party in my mouth. Would recommend. So today's episode, I am going to talk about processed foods and are they really that bad for you? The short answer is no, they aren't. But that would be a really short podcast, so I'm going to delve into it a little deeper. I don't know about you, but I am so bored of seeing videos on Instagram of people walking around a supermarket picking up random items and telling me that they are full of rubbish. I would use the S word like they do on some other videos, but I don't like to swear and I would have to mark the podcast as explicit and I don't want to do that. So we're sticking with the word rubbish. They're all just attention seeking, like seeking, follower seeking. They're all fear-mongering and capitalizing on that fear that they create in the videos. There's a very popular guy out there at the minute. His name rhymes with Lebby Mabu. I think you all know who I'm on about. He actually came out and said last week, I think it was, that perimenopause, something that 50% of the population will experience and go through, is all made up. That's a whole other rant for another day. I'm not going down that hole. But he loves telling you that everything in the supermarket is going to kill you. Everything is bad. Everything is rubbish. He's telling you to wake the F up. No. If I want a wrap, I'm going to enjoy a chicken wrap. If I want a bagel, I'm going to enjoy a bagel. He's gained a huge following from doing this. And now lots of other accounts are following suit on that. What's another trend that's out there at the minute? The carnivore diet. Excuse me? No thanks. They're having like a stick of butter for breakfast. One girl that I follow, you can tell that she's not eating that in a day. And you can tell that she doesn't enjoy it. She's never once videoed herself eating the food. The only time she videos herself eating it, she's biting down on a block of butter and then the video cuts out. You can already tell by her face in that 1 second of her biting into the block of butter that she's not enjoying that. She is just doing that for follow likes and for you to buy her carnivore diet plan. She'll have like a stick of butter for breakfast. And she's like, I have 4 beef patties, a T-bone steak, 7 fried eggs, and a bowl full of beef fat for my lunch. And have you noticed that a lot of accounts that do this, they speak like this? This is what I eat in a day as a 5'6" woman on a carnivore diet. So I wake up in the morning and I have a glass of raw milk. And then at about 10 a.m., I'm peckish. So as a snack, I'll eat 4 raw eggs. And then for my lunch, I'm like, oh my God, why are you speaking like that? And why are you eating like that? Just go and enjoy a chocolate bar. Anyway, this has turned into a rant now. Back to the whole point. Accounts like these create fear and they create guilt. They create more confusion for us as a population that are already confused with the amount of misinformation out there. Whilst the cost of living has increased massively, and we're all just out there trying our best. So processed just means the food has been changed from its natural form. Yogurt is processed. Bread is processed. Pasta, orange juice, they are all processed because they are changed from their natural form. Most foods we eat are processed in some way. Processing can be used to make food safe. For example, milk is pasteurized to remove any harmful bacteria. It can be used to make foods suitable to use, such as pressing seeds to make oil. Ultra-processed food is probably something that you wouldn't be able to recreate in your own kitchen because of some of the added preservatives and stuff like that added in. So these foods, they are usually less nutritional, higher in calories, and have a longer shelf life. So because of this, you wouldn't want to base your whole diet around these foods purely because of the nutritional value. The nutritional value as a food is the most important. There's no foods that are inherently good or bad for you. If you were to eat chocolate all day, of course that would be bad for you. If you were to eat lettuce all day, every day, that would also be quote unquote bad for you. So we're always focusing on the nutritional value of the food. But again, we are in a cost of living crisis, and unfortunately, the ultra processed foods are cheaper and more accessible. So we shouldn't be making people feel guilty for buying these foods and having them within their diet. So for my clients, the advice I always give is this: always prioritize whole foods. So your meats, fish, fruits, veg, nuts, seeds, eggs, grains, pulses. Get as many of these foods into your meals, into your diet as you can. Once you've prioritized those, add in some processed foods for ease. So yogurt is high in protein. It's a yummy snack. Pasta is easy to make and it's cheap. Wraps for your lunch with chicken and salad in them are great. Bread is fine. It is not the devil and it's not going to kill you. Incorporate some of that into your diet if you wish. Orange juice, a great, cheaper, easier way to give your children one of their 5 a day. Orange juice has been demonized a lot recently and it's just not fair. It's fine to give your children in a morning with their breakfast. And then, so we're always prioritizing whole foods. We're adding in some processed foods for ease and then enjoy some ultra processed foods every now and then. So if you want a donut every now and then, absolutely fine. Nutella, I actually add a little bit of Nutella into my breakfast every day. Sweets, crisps, these are all foods that are seen as ultra processed because they're nowhere near their natural form, which is fine as long as you're enjoying them every now and then as part of a balanced diet. And if you're following someone getting their tripod out in Aldi, telling you that bagels are going to kill you, unfollow them. And that is us done for the day. I hope you found this episode useful. I hope that cleared up whether you're able to eat processed foods or not. You are. And like always, if you have enjoyed the episode, please feel free to write a review, like, share with others. And thank you for listening. Okay, love you. Bye.